Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
KISW presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach from BECU.org. And of course, you don't know about BECU. Todd, tell folks, what is a credit union? What the heck is this all about?
You own it, PJ.
Yeah, so. That's right, buddy. I own you.
You own it.
I own you, mister.
So credit, we're a not-for-profit entity. So that means everything that we bring in, by definition, has to go back to the members. We don't have the stockholders that we answer to. We answer to the members. So that means better rates on loans, on deposits, fewer fees or no fees. Our goal is no fees. But, you know, sometimes there's things we have to pay for. You're going to do better. You can trust a credit union because they have your best interest in mind.
So they do everything. I like I use the word interest too, by the way. You guys can do everything a bank can do, except since you guys are member owned. You know what? There's not going to be some rich fat cat going to basically make some decisions that you go, wow, that was not good for me.
Yeah, we're not looking. Our decisions are not like how can we make the most money, right? It's the best. How can we help the member? What's in the best interest of the member and the membership? That drives everything we do.
Joey Deez has got himself a nice little car loan out of you from you folks, as a matter of fact.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Hey, so far, Joey Deez is making his payments on time. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be just fine.
In other words, Dad is making his payments on time.
All right, so you know what? That could be true.
That's good, actually. That's good.
But it's under his name.
Dad is responsible.
He's getting good credit, thanks to me. And if you would like to join BECU, guess what? All you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. It's as simple as that. Not too bad at all.
We have a big question before we take any questions from the Rockaholics, and that is based on our last topic. Todd, do you have any odd or strange Christmas traditions?
I am so boring, Steve. I have absolutely nothing.
Boom.
I was listening to you guys, and I'm like thinking, like, what do I do? My tradition was like up at two in the morning, putting together stuff for the kids, right?
Oh,
for the next morning, and then
it's
getting
nice
up
to help
five
Santa
before they did, so I could. I mean, really, they didn't even sleep. I don't know why I did, but
so you know,
getting them out there,
yeah.
So they were there when they're up, you know, at 6 in the morning or whatever.
But your kids are pretty much grown now, right?
Yeah, they are.
Now you can sleep in.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about that. It's like, 10 o'clock, okay.
That's a great tradition. I like that new tradition, sleeping
in.
We do
prime rib is pretty much for food, right?
Yep.
That's a good one. That's how my wife's family, they do that too, and it's awesome.
That's kind of our tradition for food-wise, right?
And there's a lot of texts. I don't know about you guys. This is something that I got introduced when I was married to my wife, is that everyone gets a new set of pajamas, and I saw a lot of Texas people.
Oh,
they
wow.
Do that as well.
Okay, well, I'm socks for my kids, right? They know they're going to get a pair of socks or a package or socks.
Do they get you cool? So it used to be socks you hated getting, but now that they're so cool, I look forward to getting socks because of all the themes and picnic and stuff you can have on them. They used to be the most boring gift. Now they rock.
Yeah.
I love socks.
Yeah, socks. And I'm with pajamas too. Pretty much every Christmas we'll get
pajamas.
I got to
buy now, Steve. Look.
No, I know.
My Harry Potter socks.
Dude, yesterday, BJ and I are in like a kind of a serious meeting with our boss. Like, nothing bad, but it was a serious meeting. And I'm looking over, we're all talking and hammering some stuff out, and everything's good. And I look over and I'm like, frickin' BJ's wearing his Captain America socks that have wings attached to them.
It was a big meeting. I dressed for the event.
I see the wings peeking out from underneath his jeans. It's like, how do people take us serious?
Oh, that's a very good point. You're right.
I'm nodding off in the meeting. You've got Captain America socks on.
Yeah.
And somehow our boss takes us serious.
Yeah, it's amazing. Or and sometimes if there's somebody in that meeting with us, I can't believe they take us serious.
That too.
Yeah, we are kind of, we're idiots.
But we do have a question for Todd that has something to do with money, not socks or Christmas trees.
And if you want to get your questions answered, 206-449-1181 or text us at 77999.
The question for Todd, I just signed up for a store credit card this week. Ooh. And I changed my mind. Will there be a big impact to my credit score if I cancel it now? I have excellent credit.
No, minimal. First of all, store, I don't really recommend store credit mm-hmm. cards. I would.
But you could save 10% on this purchase.
It's fine. If you have a great credit score already and you want to do a department store card because you go there and you want to save money, that's fine. But you haven't had the card that long, so shutting it down won't have much of an impact, if any, yet, actually.
So why is it that you don't like store credit cards, Tom?
They're not a mainstream card, so the FICO and the reporting agencies don't really look at them as a positive.
Oh, that's
sometimes
a bummer.
They're really easy to get, so they'll give it to pretty much anybody, and it's not a bad way to start out if you're just trying to build credit, whether it's a store card or a gas card or whatnot. But your Visa and your MasterCard and American Express, for those of them more, and just even Discover, more mainstream, looked upon more favorably.
Yeah, but they do get you, man. Boy, they go, hey, you can get X amount off this purchase if you do this now,
sure.
And blah, blah, blah. And gosh, it's the upsell that happens at certain department stores is so frustrating.
Yeah.
It is hard to be really good with your money with all of them. Where everyone is always upselling the hell out of you in life. Am I crazy, or is it tougher now to be good with your money than it ever has because of just the inundated messaging and if you will, the coercion you get from all these stores?
Yeah, I don't know if
it feels like it to me.
I don't know if it's any tougher. I think it's always been there. I mean, we don't now that the law doesn't allow banks to solicit credit cards on college campuses for where they used to be able to do
cool.
that, right? So I don't think it's any. Maybe we're just more aware of it that it's happening. It's a trap you don't want to fall into. I'm not downplaying store credit cards because if you shop there, they can save you some money. But I just would pay it right off right away. I'd take my receipt. What I just spent, and then I would just send the check right away.
Well, that's always a good way to do it if you can.
You're done. You save your 5, 10, 15, 20%. If they're banking on you not paying that off and you're paying the 20, 25% interest. So.
Somebody texted in saying, Todd, I'm 28. I just started a new job about 6 months ago. We have a pension and a 401k.
What?
I was wondering, how much should I contribute to my 401k?
Wow.
As much as you can.
Wow.
So kind of the rule is with if at his age especially, if the company has a match, take it. So if it's 3%, 6%, that's where you want to start. That's free money you're leaving on the table. After that, I would recommend, which I'm doing with my daughters actually, is we open a Roth IRA for the difference. So after we get that match, now we're going to go to the Roth IRA. We're going to max that out at $5,000. I think it's $5,500 right now. We're going to max that out, and then after we've maxed that out, we're going to go back to the 401k and increase our contributions from there.
You know, I think companies, or at least the companies that will provide these 401ks for organizations, are getting hip to that, Todd, because our company now allows you to actually have a 401k with Roth options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is I never heard of that before, but it's a great deal because Roth is surely good for young people.
Absolutely, you have so much time compounding, and that's going to be tax free.
Yes. Oh, that kind of Roth. Yeah, that's right. There you go. You're hot for money, aren't you, Steve? I'm hot for money.
Yeah, but the match will the company match, if there is one, that will not be able to go into the Roth, but it'll just go in the standard. But your contributions can go into the Roth.
Yeah. So that's so once you're done with the company match, boom, then you get to do the Roth option like they have.
Yeah, and if it's there at the company, or even if you. Even if your company has a Roth and the traditional, it's okay. You can contribute to the Roth. It's just that match is going to go into a traditional, so you're not losing out.
And just quickly, the traditional is pre-tax, which means the money that goes in, you don't get taxed on that money. Whereas a Roth, you do get taxed on the money, but when you take it out at the end of whatever, which could be for a lot of young people, 40, 50 years, that doesn't get taxed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so powerful, because you have compounding, you have time on your side to let that ride, and it's
you know how you feel old, Todd, is when your financial advisor says
you're too old for a Roth.
Yeah, don't bother putting into a Roth, BJ. You don't have much time.
But dagger.
Don't you want to leave your money to your kids?
No.
Have you seen how they spend money?
Yeah.
They'll all go to Vegas.
Because I'd say put it in the Roth, leave it to the kids. They'll be happy.
Yeah, they're not getting a dime, Todd.
Okay.
I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know how long my wife is going to live. We're going to need all that money. They need to find their own way, Todd.
They get plenty dimes.
Yeah, that's a fact.
A lot of people have questions about saving money. This person says, I'm about to see a substantial raise. Is there a good suggestion on where I should save the extra income to put it aside with hopes of seeing it grow over the next few years so I could put a big dent into my house payment?
Well, if it's just a few years, that's not a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to need the money in the next, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 years, you're probably just going to put it into a money market or even a CD. Rates are a little bit better now, but don't expect, you know, more than 2 or 3, 4% at the best, right? Yeah. Now, if it's more long term, 5 years longer, okay, now we can look at, you know, stocks or bonds or equities, that type of thing. But if it's that short term, you don't want to lose it. You're really only game is as CDs or money market
or Vegas. Thing. And yeah. Todd, you do go over this from time to time, and if you would again,
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas, of course, yeah, that's the option Steve option.
All in.
At least Steve is having a chance to do something with his money as opposed to just going out and buying dumb things. At least, you know, he's got a maybe 50-50 shot depending on what he's playing, you know. But, you know, you will come into money and get raises, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, Todd, a lot of folks don't know what the proper way to go about life. And so when it comes to saving, you have a hierarchy. You go, all right, look, here's what you need to do when you have money coming in, when you're just trying to get yourself financially right. What are the steps people need to do? What are the first things they should do when they're thinking about saving or thinking about doing stuff with their money?
I make it automatic. So out of sight, yeah. Out of mind. So if you get a raise, like let's say you're putting 2% into your retirement today in your 401k, you get a 5% raise. Okay, let's put that extra 2 or 3 or 4, whatever, into your 401k. So it's just automatic. You don't even really notice it out of your paycheck. If it's not the 401k, if it's a CD or it's an investment account somewhere, just make it automatic so it comes out of your account on a given day every month. So you don't have to actually move the money yourself because you won't do it.
And with I would say with current interest rates, let's just say people bought a house between now and 5 years ago. So whatever those interest rates were, what do you think is more important to do? Make a little extra payment to the principal or put into the 401k? What would you think for a person? Because that's where they seem to be thinking about, you know, paying their house down.
Well, I mean, after you have your emergency fund, right?
Yep, there you go.
You got all that. You got all that taken care of. I go with the 401k and increasing your retirement. And then after you've maxed that out, then you can go back and start paying down the house. So, but
that's the big three in life, isn't it? I mean, if you don't have a lot of credit card debt, the big three is your emergency fund, your 401k or some kind of retirement savings, and then paying off the principal to your house so that you could actually save so much interest if you could somehow, you know, reduce the amount of payment you'd make on that house.
Yeah, if you can go into retirement not having any debt whatsoever, including the home, you're in good shape. And especially if you have a strong retirement account on the other end of it. So
I got kids, Steve. I'm never going to be debt-free. Yeah, I'm so screwed. Well, as usual, the time has flown by. If you have any questions for Todd, luckily, you can just go to KISW.com, scroll down, and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. He will answer whatever questions you have by email. Plus, if you click on that link, you'll see a great page with a lot of free resources of how you can get great information about money. And it's all courtesy of Todd and the good folks at BECU.org. And don't forget, you can join BECU, great credit union. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school right here in Washington State. Simple as that. Todd, have a good holiday, my friend.
You too, BJ. Thank you.
And now, here's a big question. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about their company Christmas party? Really, Danny? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
It's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Car Toys, and this is our opportunity to point out the idiots, or point out the idiots that are on Facebook.
Wow. Facebook. Take two. That's what they, you know, that's what
well,
they want.
Well, BJ,
to call
this
it.
Is our opportunity to point out the stupid people that are on Facebook.
Yeah.
This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And of course, we're going to act it out. So this time around, playing the role of the original poster will be you, the Rev. You will be Kayla.
Sweet.
I'll play the role of Tracy. BJ, you will be Frank.
Facebook.
And Vicky, you will be the narrator of this Facebook drama.
Oh.
All right, so once again, the original poster is Kayla. So, Rev, please take it away.
Where I work is so dumb. Thanks for throwing us a Christmas party. And no thanks for making it so we can't bring anyone. Hashtag cheapasses.
What? You can't bring someone? That's stupid.
Yeah, almost as stupid as complaining about your job on Facebook. LOL.
F it. I don't care who sees this. Plus, my bosses aren't my friends on here.
LOL, what kind of place doesn't let you bring your SIGO?
SIGO?
Significant other.
Ah.
We used to, but then my supervisor's wife got super drunk once and started dancing on the bar and offered one of the bartenders a lap dance. That put an end to it. So stupid.
Why are you posting this on Facebook? You still want to work there, right?
About 4 hours later.
Okay! Which one of you a-holes thought it would be funny to send a screenshot of this post and show it to my supervisor?
No way! LOL, I warned you!
F off, Frank!
Yeah.
Holiday parties, man.
Yeah.
Best time. We got our big Christmas party tomorrow.
That's right.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, we know that we can bring our significant others, our SIGOs, so yep. We're good.
Bring in Lulu. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, really? I'm not going.
Does that mean I can bring Dammit Carl?
Yes.
No.
My wife will be pissed.
No. Significant others are humans, okay? Please.
Plus, I'm allergic to cats, and you're not allowed to bring it.
Rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going
to
be...
So we're not going to Deja Vu afterwards, Danny.
Oh, I get it. Make sure you bring your Facebooks. If you go to Deja Vu.
Lots of Facebooks.
Make it rain Facebooks.
Yeah, there's always something that happens at a holiday party. I've never been to one where somebody does... that'd be so awesome. With the people that we have in work, you know, everyone likes to get a little loose. Nobody's ever danced on a bar, have they?
I mean, I can make it happen this year.
Would you? You'll dance on a bar?
I'll pretend I'm drunk and everything.
All right.
Because I got to drive myself, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, if Vicky will...
sadder than someone pretending that they're drunk so they could dance on a bar.
All right. Let's let Vicky do it.
Just dance on a bar because you like to dance on a bar.
I mean that, too.
I bet Sarah will do it.
Oh, Sarah. Yeah, well, if she was drunk, she would.
Are you going to get drunk at the holiday party?
We are actually getting a ride there. So, yeah.
She's getting drunk.
We're Ubering there. So, we're going to be... Yeah.
Oh, from Uber to Boober.
But she's bringing J-Rubs. So, I don't know how bad she's going to get.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Don't invite your ex, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to take her ex.
I know. I don't have a significant other. I should probably...
Bring her ex.
I should bring her ex. That would be hysterical.
That'd be great.
J-Rubs will hate all of you.
There'd be a fist fight at the place. It'd be great.
Love that. So, yeah. So, maybe because... I don't know why, but yeah, we haven't had any craziness happen.
The only thing I've ever seen was two salespeople were hooking up.
Ooh.
That was and that's pretty crazy because they both had significant others, not at the party, of course.
Scandalous.
And eventually their relationships must have ended, and shocking, but they got together and then got married.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a fun story.
Yeah. I mean, for everyone but the significant others.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just know those marriages weren't good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the real bottom line. At least they were able to get out of them and be happy. And I hope that the other ones are happy, too. Because, you know, when people are doing stuff at holiday parties, you know life isn't that good if they're hooking up with other folks.
Dude, the one that I'm very mad I missed, I left and apparently this happened 5 minutes later. But we did have two coworkers make out. And they're very different people. I'm going to write them down.
Whoa. Whoa.
What? Yeah. They apparently went at it.
What?
Making out.
Whoa.
That is a movie I never want to see. That's right up there with Titanic.
Yeah.
I would never want to watch that.
That's a shocker. That second name, I would never, if you have been a million years, I wouldn't have guessed that person's name.
It's like one's really out of the other person's league, but even then it's...
I don't know.
I mean, that's... Yeah, exactly. I'm like...
I think they're both in a league of their own.
Okay, well, let's try to be as vague as possible, kids.
Oh, I think I'm pretty vague. I didn't say anyone's names.
All right. Just keep it going.
They don't work here anymore.
Yeah, nope.
Oh, well, that's good. All right.
You don't even realize that?
I thought they still did. No,
both of them?
Yeah, they don't work here anymore.
One hasn't worked here in years.
Oh, wow.
And the other hasn't worked here in...
6 months to a year?
8 months to a year, yeah.
Now, that would explain why I haven't had many conversations with those folks.
I'm sure he says that they'll drive you, Vicky, so you can get drunk.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
They could be your significant other for the night.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring someone?
I was, but then it's his birthday, too, and he lives kind of far, so we had to cancel that.
Oh, I'm happy, Vicky, because it's like your whole life you always bring somebody new, and I'm always awkward going, I don't even want to know the guy's name because I know he's not going to be around long.
I mean, it's just like a bro. It's not like, you know.
But it's the thing. I have met so many men in your life who I've never seen again.
How do we feel about that? Let's have a vote.
All right.
Do we think if you don't have a significant other, should you just bring anybody just to satisfy the plus one?
Ooh. It depends. If you're going to see if it's going to help you get action, then I say yes.
Okay.
You know what
or
I mean?
Or if they're friends with everybody, maybe from the station.
Oh, yeah. If you're friends with
from the company, whatever, and everyone works at a radio station.
I sometimes get surprised by that, where you go, wait, you two. Oh, as a matter of fact, we got a couple here that, you know, they're really great people, and they've been, and I think they're married now. But when I first found out they were a couple, I was like, wait a minute. What? Oh, I didn't know. I'm always the last to know.
But yeah, you are.
Yeah. They worked in the building, and then, but you don't see people, I don't notice it until it's like a party, and you go, hey, you guys walked in together. Wait, you're holding his hand? Whoa. I'm just like,
well, how about that?
Yeah. So that's cool.
It's not like you're going to a company holiday party to like scope out who you want to like hook up with.
You don't know what these
people are. Yeah.
I mean, after, you know, doing that with a couple of dudes at work, I don't know if I want to keep doing that.
You did that with guys at work?
Well, not the holiday party, but yeah.
Has anybody ever hooked up with someone at the holiday party?
Nah,
other than the person that they're with, of course.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me? I never hooked up with anybody. Ever in my life, even my own wife, I'm not sure it happened.
I mean, I'm barely talking to anyone because I'm just trying to take advantage of all that free food.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'd rather just make love to whatever food they
I'm with you on that one, brother.
Well, not
Gray
exactly
Central.
Way.
Oh, no, it's
sure.
Gonna be
Oh, I'm sure, Steve.
Yeah.
This is the first company that I've worked for that actually does a holiday party.
Really? Oh, yeah, all of my other are holiday party. I worked at an out-of-state company, and they did theirs in California, but I was based in New Mexico. So that's
so they say.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Danny, we're having it here in California.
Oh, yeah, that's tough if you're a remote worker.
Yeah.
And everyone in California, like, we're having it in New Mexico for Danny.
Yeah.
And then my old radio station, yeah, they didn't like us at all.
So he says, I had my fiance's work party on Saturday, ended up with no shirt, dancing on the bank CEO wife. Good thing he's cool.
Wait,
with the bank CEO's wife.
Shirtless?
Yes.
Oh, that means it's his significant. His fiance. Oh, that's embarrassing. I mean, he thinks it's okay, but I would be pissed if I was his significant other and he was doing that with the CEO's wife.
So you mean Johnny Rubs, J. Rubs shouldn't do that with,
no,
you know.
No, well, it would be my wife. My wife has done that before. My wife has thrown drinks in the manager's face at a holiday party one time. Oh, God. I was like, honey, do you realize this is our employment? You can't throw drinks at my boss. But, you know, she didn't care. She's like, hey, you know, I have short hair, don't care. I'm just doing it.
Are you guys going to participate in, like, is it an ugly sweater contest and everything?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wear an ugly sweater because it's the easiest thing to do. I don't have an ugly sweater, so I didn't feel like dropping money just for this.
Should have worn your elf onesie you wore at Live Day.
Oh, that'll go over well.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Dude.
That thing shows off too much package.
Yeah. I mean, that might get you the vote.
And voted most likely to be getting some mistletoe hung somewhere. It's Steve in his elf costume.
What if I showed up and I had mistletoe hanging from my waist?
Well, that way you're covering up the moose knuckle anyway, right?
I can't do that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not doing the ugly Christmas sweater.
I sent you the best one ever yesterday that they have at Easy Street.
Yeah, okay, why don't you buy it for me, Danny?
Fair enough.
Make it easier for
him. It's an awesome Kiss ugly Christmas sweater, which looks great, but I'm not. Ugly Christmas sweaters is a racket, if you ask me, people.
It's a racket, I tell you.
They charge 60, 70 bucks so you can, like, for some of these ugly, like the Seahawks one, or like some of the ones that are like look like they're going to be a lot of fun to wear. You're like, great, I'll get it. What is it, 30 bucks? No, $75.
Vicky found me mine for 20 bucks at Target.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. That's a hell of a deal. But Steve, when we're used to paying $35 to $40 for t-shirts at certain places, you know.
Gosh, I'm looking at Rev's ugly Christmas. It's more of like a zip-up sweater.
Oh, yeah, it's a hoodie. Yeah, it's a hoodie. Ugly so I can Christmas stay warm hoodie.
Okay. That's pretty funny. That was only $20 at Target.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal.
Plus, I got it on Cyber Monday, so it was another 15% off.
Wow. Yes. Look at you, shopping Sammy.
Scored.
Maybe I'll just find like a sweater that I have in my house and then I'll be like, I just think it's ugly.
Well, do you have at least a Christmas themed t-shirt anywhere?
I have my Merry Christmas.
That
was the only reason I was going to invite the dude to the Christmas parties, because he has the best ugly Christmas sweater. He decorated with like real working lights and tinsel and everything.
Oh, it's a good thing you didn't do that, because that's what Uncle Chris has, and he would be pissed at you if that guy ended up winning the contest. Because Chris can't wait to get his sweater, which is all lit up and, you know, all powered. I think it's wind powered. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's all going to be fancy. Yeah. Got a new survey saying that 2 out of 5 people say they have seen something crazy go down at a holiday party. So we're not, you know, we need to be part of this trend. We're way below.
They need to like give us free alcohol. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a lot of offices said no to that. I'm surprised that we can at least get alcohol, because there are
at a bar. I would hope we could have alcohol.
I know, but a lot of companies are just like even having a party where there's alcohol available and it's a company sponsored party, even though the people pay for the alcohol sometimes, they still feel like there's accountability and companies don't want to do that anymore because you know what happens? Next thing you know, Vicky's dancing on the table.
So I said, Steve, the WWE shop has a sale on their Christmas sweaters. Crap, I wouldn't be able to get it by tomorrow.
No, you couldn't.
But I could get it now on sale and throw it away for next year. So remember this, Danny. Next year's Christmas party is going to be a Christmas sweater.
All right.
And it's also, we're doing karaoke. Are you guys doing karaoke?
Yeah. You asked me to do karaoke with you yesterday. You don't want to do it?
No, I'm in if we're doing I Got You, Babe.
Yeah, I'll do it with you. I'll need a couple of drinks,
this
but I'll do
so
it.
So awkward.
Yeah. But if you want to do it, I thought you were ready to rock and roll.
I was
this.
Just being a Weisenheimer.
Oh, you don't like karaoke either?
I hate karaoke.
Me too.
Oh, this
why
is
we,
great.
Then why
well,
are we
you guys
doing
have
this?
To do it now.
I hate it too.
As soon as the karaoke starts, I'm boning out.
Oh, okay, good. That made the, and if you bone out, I won't have to do
you
it.
You already said that you were going to do it. You're going to leave all of us disappointed, Steve.
Yes, all of us.
Yeah.
All four of you.
Yeah. Hey. And let me tell you, 1 in 3 people say they've done something they regret at the party. That would be karaoke for me.
Unless we do, why don't we do divinals? I touch myself.
Yes!
I am not going to do that in front of all the big wigs.
Please,
come on.
Please.
That's not good. We'll
take our shirts off and everything.
Oh, yes. That's exactly what people want to see.
This is perfect during a contract season.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. We're negotiating, Steve. I don't think we want to set a bad example.
We were really interested in keeping you guys. Then you took your shirts off and sang I Touched Myself by the Divinals. Why did you think that was a good idea?
So, yeah, you guys have a good time getting another job.
Why don't all of us do I'm Too Sexy?
Yeah!
I love it.
I'll do it.
Of course, Rev will.
Yeah, Rev, you'll do anything.
We're negotiating. I don't think we should do anything that would make us look bad. We're in the negotiations.
Make
people.
Us look fabulous.
Vicky's showing me on the WWE shop all the ugly Christmas sweaters they have, and they are pretty fantastic.
And is the price good, Steve?
$25.
Oh yeah,
$29.99.
That's a great deal for a sweater. Like you said, you were going to pay $60 for some of the other ones.
But
I wasn't
going to
pay $60. That's what that was the thing.
They come with beanies.
Oh.
Well, now this changes the game.
You need the pink Alexa Bliss ugly holiday sweatshirt.
So they're beanies and an ugly sweater for $20.
Under $30.
Wow. That's a great deal.
Oh, do it.
WWE cares about their fans, BJ, in their holiday parties, clearly.
Oh, my God. They have one that says, I'm your puppy.
Oh, you need that one.
I need that.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. I have a sweater, but it's not a sweater. It's a sweatshirt. You'll never be happier. I love when they started doing that. They print it to make it look like an ugly sweater, but because it's a sweatshirt, you're not going to bake. How many times do you bake in that ugly sweater
at
a party?
That's the problem, too. I hate wearing heavy anything.
A lot of people have decided just to make these ugly sweatshirts that look like sweaters, and then you don't. That's what I'm wearing tomorrow, and I'm going to be happy.
The Ric Flair one lights up.
Oh, man. Why are you guys doing this to me?
It's a little bit more expensive for the light up, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How much more expensive are we talking?
$40.
Guys, we're going to find out a lot of secrets, by the way, according to the survey. Apparently, when people get drunk at the Christmas party, people find out 7 personal things or secrets about their coworkers on average.
I do sometimes learn information about a coworker that you did not know. Gossip does run pretty strong at a holiday party because of the alcohol.
Yeah, I never learned a whole lot about anybody. That's because I'm eating all the time. That's the problem is I'm at the buffet. I don't learn anything.
That's what they learn about me. Steve really loves to eat.
That's what they know about me.
One person says, we got arrested at my wife's holiday party 1 year for doing tequila shots straight in the hotel bar.
Okay, see, now those guys know how to do a holiday party. We're kind of lame.
Another person says, we had a guy get into a fist fight with a busboy in a coat closet. How did that escalate to that point?
A fight with a busboy in a coat closet. Boy, that
probably took his plate before he was done eating.
Oh, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when that happens, that pisses me off. It's like, there's still food on there. Come on.
Somebody says, do Push It by Salt and Pepper for our karaoke.
Oh, yeah, that'll, again, really good in a negotiation year. Yeah, you guys are all geniuses.
Push it real good.
Okay, thanks. I'm not doing this.
Push it.
Oh,
Push It good.
That's creepy.
Can you just, not
and,
whisper
and
that?
Can you not gyrate either? That's not a thing I need to see.
Oh, clearly I'm just going to eat tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. You know what? Eat tonight, too, if you want, Steve. What the heck? Yesterday, Steve, he got this one, right?
Which former governor of Alaska was John McCain's presidential running mate?
Moose meat, Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Moose meat. I don't know if that was her nickname, but okay. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-449-1181. That's the number, 206-449-1181. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.